resident city commissioner of Arua City Job, Richard Matua, took his message of transformation through education to Christ the King Parish Arua Catholic Diocese yesterday Sunday, emphasizing the importance of educating children. Speaking to the congregation, Matua said homes with educated individuals reflect a different environment compared to those without education, urging parents to prioritize sending their children to school. He spoke during the prayers at Christ the King Catholic Parish in Arua City.
Society grows from peasant economy to modern economy to prosperous economy. Those are the three stages of metamorphosis of society. You have a few of statistics have reported that Western Ireland is doing very badly in terms of education. Completion rate for primary in Western Ireland is 7.8%. Jesus of Nazareth, peace be upon him. This negligence, the Reverend Bishop, who did not come from the university, can the university do for us the research to find out what is going wrong? So today, our people, we are doing small things, and we are educating children. Today, the schools are there. What is letting you, my people, from taking children to schools? And without education, you will not achieve the society transformation. You will not achieve economic transformation. You go to a home where, on average, everybody has gone to school, at least to a level of senior 6 or even senior 4. Go to another home where the best person is not in primary 2. Observe the way the two homes do things there. You will understand what I'm talking about practically.
Reverend Father Epifani Picho highlighted the illiterate levels and poor performance in education, urging all stakeholders to act to improve education levels in West Nile region.
Bishop has already done the search on that. I can only give you the findings of the research. The findings shows that several categories of people are responsible for less education of the children in our area here. Parents have their share, the children themselves have their share, local government, even central government, have their share. NGOs have their share. Head teachers have their share. Teachers have their share. All contributing to poor performance of children. If we don't do what we are supposed to do, we don't expect to get what we should get. You are not sown, and you expect to harvest what? You are not sown, you expect to reap what from where? So, dear parents, let's do our part. If we do our part well, we shall be able to transform our society.
Meanwhile, Father Andrew Werungai, visiting priest from Moyo, called on Arua City officials to address the issue of disco dances, stating they disrupt children's studies.
The enforcers of the law, why are you not enforcing it? Why are you not enforcing it? And which is a good thing, but if you make bylaws, let there be no exceptions to those bylaws. Let everyone take responsibility. We know how children went to study in a very noisy environment. But you know all the noise. How can people study?
Meanwhile, Sister Mary Ayakakai, visiting nun from Mary, Mother of the Church, Adumi community, expresses concern over high unemployment rates, saying people are studying but there is no work, urging the government to intervene.